Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Well, Commissioner, whenever most people say 'tis the season, they mean Christmas. But when an agriculture person says 'tis the season, chances are they're talking about meetings.
Well, you're right. Before we start planting and after we harvest, we meet. And January starts it off and started it off last week at the Agribiz Expo and show there in Florence in a good 2 days. So now it's on to other meetings.
And the next one on the agenda is the South Carolina Pork Board and Soybean Board holding their annual meetings.
Yeah, that's right. A couple of years back, they combined those meetings so that, you know, some farmers fit both up. So that was a good move for them. They combined those along with the Young Farmer Association. So that's this coming weekend at Myrtle Beach.
Okay, and then we're going to follow that up with a few workshops. One of them is a CAM certification and several others to choose from.
Well, the farmers have to stay current on some of their licenses and certifications. So at these meetings, there's always an opportunity to do that, along with some of the seminars that are going on about crop insurance. Even have a little fun, though, with a barbecue demonstration down at the beach next week by Smoking Coals. That's a group from near here over in Lexington, just a good outfit. So that's always a good, lively meeting.
And then, of course, we've got South Carolina cotton growers. They always have a really informative meeting for the state's cotton producers.
Well, that they do. This year, Dr. Smith from Clemson will be there to talk about the markets. And they've got some pretty nice drawings for some door prizes, including cotton seed, and then some really valuable stuff. So it's just letting the farmers know that they're appreciated, that they come out for it, and things like that.
And then, of course, peanut growers are going to have a meeting in the month of January as well.
Yeah, same week as cotton. It always seems to work out that way. So on the 26th is the peanut board meeting down in Santee. Probably a lot of discussion on the farm bill. Again, Dr. Smith will be there as well. Clemson has a production guide called the Peanut Moneymaker. I haven't seen one yet, but they'll be handing those out at that meeting, again, with some of the certifications that farmers have to do. Pesticide certifications are available at that meeting. Certified crop advisor credits for attending those meetings. So time well spent by the farmers.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.